All right, let's do 10 questions at 10:45 here on Extra 90.5. Looking forward to having this conversation. Alex from Property Guys on the line right now. Hello, Alex.
Yeah, hey, team. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm just dandy.
How are things going over at Property Guys these days?
Things are going along swimmingly, frankly. I mean, obviously, business writ large for, I think, everybody across the board is a bit down. But, I mean, people still need to sell their house, right?
Anybody else knows that Alex sounds a lot like Dave Smith, by the way?
Yeah.
Or MVP.
Sounds exactly like Dave Smith, yeah.
We sure we're not talking to Dave Smith right now? Okay.
Is that a compliment or no?
Oh, no, it's a compliment.
Yeah,
depends on who you voted for, I guess. I don't know. Obviously, things are still changed in regards to COVID-19. What are you guys doing right now in regards to houses and selling and showing right now?
Yeah, so obviously there's federal, provincial, and municipal safety guidelines, you know, and those particularly pertain to, you know, like social distancing and so on and so forth. And obviously, my team and I adhere to those guidelines. And I'd say the two biggest changes are now much more a heavy reliance on e-document delivery and signing. And frankly, that's going to continue even after this public health emergency because it's so convenient.
Mm-hmm.
And the other big change is open houses just aren't a thing right now. And I don't see when those will be a thing again for the foreseeable future.
Have you had to change? So obviously you guys are open, as you just mentioned, still doing business, not business as usual, but still doing some sort of business. Have you changed any hours on how people are able to get a hold of your realtors, or is everything still status quo?
Yeah. So it's still 24/7 at Property Guys. So we're always there to pick up the phone, help you with your deal, help you get your house list, help you get your help sold. And again, the major change is more of a heavy reliance on the technology aspect. So there's always going to be a face-to-face aspect of real estate. But now in terms of documents, anything that needs to get signed, everything to that end has just been moved to sending you an email or signing something with your phone or so on and so forth. Worked out quite well, frankly.
Chatting with Alex from Property Guys. This is PTPO Today Live, Talk Sports Radio, Extra 90.5. 10 questions at 10:45. And obviously, things have changed, as you mentioned, on how realtors and clients and prospective clients can do business together. Is a lot of it being done virtually now instead of a lot of face-to-face?
Yeah, and PropertyGuys.com has been a leader in that field well before this. So we're well-versed in the technology back end of how this really should be going down. And that's why business writ large just hasn't changed that much for my team and I here in the area.
I'm chatting with Alex from Property Guys. Alex, I mean, obviously things have changed as the business of what you guys are trying to offer. Has that changed at all in regards to maybe numbers of people, numbers of clients that you might talk to on a regular basis?
Yeah, well, I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, my phone isn't ringing off the hook, and I don't think that anyone in the real estate business right now who says that it is probably telling a bit of a fib. But there's still people who still have to sell their home. I mean, there are life situations that occur, and so on and so forth. Now, that being said, there are listings happening with Property Guys, you know, a couple times a week, and I would urge people to check the website, just propertyguys.com, see what's going on. And anyone interested in private sale, that's it's always the way to go, propertyguys.com.
If you go to the website, of course, you can see some of the listings. Are we still dealing with some of the trickle-down business from before COVID-19? I guess not really before, but during the early stages. Or are you still seeing new clients, new proposals at this point?
Oh, yeah. No, I just had a sign-up yesterday. It's as you said, it's not business as usual, but it is business unusual, and and business still has to get done, right? So absolutely, there's still people calling saying, hey, it is time. And also, we all know that life is going to come back to normal at some point, probably in the near to medium term. And people, a lot of my clients are looking to get an edge on getting their house listed, so why not just do it now? That way, when the floodgates open up, maybe in a couple months, they're already all set, ready to go.
PropertyGuys.com, of course, you mentioned that is the one-stop website for your business. People go there, what can they find, what can they do?
Everything. They can do everything that they need to find out. So all the way from just if they need a contact number, if they prefer to talk to me, one of my representatives, or the call center people, they can just call that number right at the gate. They can insert their information. They can get information packs sent to them. They can opt to do everything online through a self-serve package. All the options are available right there.
Is there another method of social media maybe that you guys are using to get your message out to either prospective clients or prospective buyers?
Yeah, there is. So nationally, the propertyguys.com website is where anyone can go in the country. And then through the franchise system, I operate here in Peterborough and the vicinity. And if you're interested in what's going on locally, then there's a Facebook page. Just type in propertyguys.com Peterborough area, and you'll find us, and you'll get the latest news on what's going on right here on the ground.
So what measures are in place right now to keep both your customers and your employees, your real estate agents, safe during this time?
Again, reliance on technology. So it's going back to the e-signature documents, maximizing the use of just people's home phones, rather, and their desktop computer, fax, whatever people are comfortable using. It, just the other day, I was meeting with an older couple. They weren't comfortable using that sort of stuff. So we did everything we could over the phone, and then I just dropped their documents off in their mailbox, left. They signed everything. I came back the next day, picked them up. So it was contactless, and everything worked out great.
That obviously works. Leads into my next question, of course, limitations. And you're dealing with some people that may not be technically savvy or aren't used to these new ways that we're dealing in doing business these days. Are there any other limitations that you've come across that you've had to kind of take a step back and kind of reroute the train a little bit?
No, just as described, if people want to do things hydraulically, then that's fine. It obviously, everybody knows that'll slow things down by a day, but I have no problem sending one of my team members out, dropping some documents off, rattling off some instructions. Then we can have a call when they're filling things out. If they have any questions, it gets filled out. Next day, come pick it up. It's all good.
Is there anything, again, you mentioned that Property Guys have been leading the way in doing a lot of things virtually and a lot of things online, and of course eScribe, one of the things that you guys are using, I'm sure, to sign documents. Is there anything else that you guys have learned along the way so far that you'll go, okay, we're going to keep doing this even after our quote-unquote normal comes back?
Yeah, it's exactly what you described. So I think that this has forced not just us, but also all our clients to just get a little bit more comfortable with doing things remotely. And that's just the case right now. That ain't going to change. And I think that even moving forward, people are, from the business end and from the user end, finding that that is just an easier, faster way to go about things. So maximizing that aspect of our business is certainly a lesson learned that we're going to hoist in and take away as we make our way ahead in this business.
Alex from Property Guys here on PTBO Today Live. Where can people find you?
They can find me all around town, frankly. And they can find me at propertyguys.com. And they can find me at the Facebook page that we already talked about, propertyguys.com, Peterborough and area. Servicing just the local Peterborough area, and then all the way up to the Haliburton County line.
Fantastic. Alex, thanks so much for your time today. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Take it easy.